Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, here in the Pacific Northwest, it's dreary, it's gray, it's drippy, and it's springtime. We're supposed to be feeling better, and we want to look better. Well, today, one of my favorite people is Teresa Tapp, and we're going to be talking about being fit and fabulous, and 15 minutes is how you can do it, but we're going to be going into about food and some other things. But hey, Teresa, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. All the way here in sunny Florida. Sorry to hear you're having those dreary days, but
you're going to make me cry. Well, okay. We'll make the sun shine anyway. That's what we do on this show. What I wanted to say, Teresa, is I am so excited. You've got to tell us about what's been going on with you. You have just been flying all over the place.
Well, I just came back from being in New York City for a week, and I had what's called depth side interviews for some prospective new print articles that are coming, and I'm not at the mercy to name the one magazine, although it's national and they have 6 million readers, but everyone will have to look on the newsstands on June 1st because there's a really cool thing that features PTEP that's coming out.
Ooh.
And we'll be able to talk about it maybe in May on the radio show in May. But it's exciting to be contacted by these magazines. That was not even a desk side interview. But while I was up there, I met the fabulous group at Good Housekeeping. So I think there's something coming there. And then I met everyone listening should check their local city to see if there's a Women's Wellness Society. This networking group of women had me come to New York to speak at their monthly meeting. And I have never seen such powerful mutual admiration amongst women of all ages from all walks of life.
Wow.
And it was just very empowering where I got to share how to incorporate mindful movement into their busy schedules that can also help them build their businesses. And it just really refreshed my viewpoint on the power of women talking with other women and naturally networking.
That is so significant, Teresa. I was discussing this in my seminar that I did this last Saturday with the women that came, and I said, we need to know how important it is to empower each other so that we can empower the members of our family, our friends, and it ripples out, and it's so necessary. And that's what I love about TTAP. In fact, some of your trainers are going to be coming here into the Pacific Northwest, into my neighborhood, which was just thrilling to find out about. And they're going to be doing something on Saturday here, and that's going to be in my newsletter when it goes out in a couple of days. But it's just so important for people to know that they can stay physically fit. And just about every woman that I have been talking to recently, whether it's been in a meeting or anything else, they just say, oh, between my husband and the kids and my job, who has time to go to a gym? I don't have time. I'm pooped by the time I get home. And that's why TTAP is so valuable. And it has been valuable to me. And I toned up 25 inches and I'm ready to go to the next level. But 15 minutes often is all I've got in a day. That's all.
It's amazing how people think if something's good, more is better, and that if we can't do it all, then I'll do none at all. When 15 minutes of mindful movement in a special sequence is all that's necessary to keep your body functioning optimally, and I'm not just talking about calorie burning, but it puts your body in balance, it puts it in alignment, your metabolism stays up, your blood flow and lymphatic circulation stays optimal so that you're getting the nutrients in at the cellular level and the trash out. And you can target trim those inches away. It's so easy to maintain, yet those 15 minutes a day can also progressively take sizes and inches if you have them to lose, because we're all at different points of entry.
Mm-hmm.
But you've even interviewed in a previous radio show someone who didn't even start out to aspire to lose 7 sizes and over 100 pounds and 170 inches. But just by doing the 15 minutes daily and even days missing, just do what she could, ended up losing 100 pounds. So 15 minutes does work if you incorporate mindful movement, and that's what TTAP is, connecting the brain to the body, mind to the muscle, and then it becomes quality movement instead of quantity, because these days most of us don't have time, just like you said. So if we could just fit that special time, 15 minutes a day, for ourselves, and then it's amazing how empowering that becomes.
It is, and I'll tell you, as I'm maturing, I'm finding that maintaining suppleness is so important, and I was chatting with a friend who was in her 70s, and she was so depressed, she said, oh, I just feel so old, and I asked her why she felt old. Well, she's been having problems with balance. She doesn't do any exercise at all, and I said, why don't you try TTAP? Get yourself a little CD player, and now she's got one. I said, I don't care if you just do a couple of movements. Start, because the whole balance issue with the body is something that requires muscles working, and you want to be able to bring those back into harmony. And you can stop the CD, you can move at your own pace and then start it again. You can do it in your own way, in your own level. And she said, I think you're right. I said, but you've been having problems because you're not being active. She has bought into the idea that because she's in her 70s, that she is supposed to be this way. This is how you are. It's part of a belief system, and I constantly encourage her not to get stuck there. Just stay there.
Oh, no, definitely. We have in the workout DVDs, in the instructional levels, ages from 9 to 74 are the background exercisers.
Mm-hmm.
We have exercisers and TTAPers all over the world that range from age 2 to 92.
Ooh.
So it's never too early and it's never too late to move your body, to make more muscle, to improve the bones, improve the brain, and how it functions. It's not just calorie burning. Like you said, if a person's in their 70s, even more so is it important to move the muscle, because we atrophy from the inside out.
Oh,
and
yes.
All of a sudden, she could slip and fall by losing her balance because she hasn't used those muscles to stabilize her spine to keep her from falling. I mean, people think of it as only what they look like in their clothes or what their inch loss is. Yes, TTAP will deliver inch loss very quickly, but it's more about how fast it develops muscle from the inside. It rebuilds the body from the inside out and balances muscle imbalance, because as we age...
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We've been having some unique circumstances in studio, and fortunately, Teresa and I have been able to continue chatting, so I apologize for the inconvenience of your missing some of what we were discussing. But we're going to pick up about diet. We were starting to talk about that, Teresa, and so many people have such a terrible time dealing with this. This is such a big, big issue. Let's talk about the particular positioning that you have with the TTAP program, because I know when I started on this, one thing you emphasized, and this was over a year ago, you said, Donna, whatever you do, I don't want you to diet, I just want you to do this. But you have a particular format that you encourage people to consider. Let's go into some of the details about this, because this is a big issue for a lot of people, as I know it has been for me.
Well, you know, I always say that for people who want to have accelerated results, if you focus on eating balanced as well as making sure you do movement on a daily basis, doing your TTAP workout every day, you will get results even faster, because you're feeding your muscles, you're feeding your metabolism, because so many people approach diets to decrease calories. And calories are energy units. And then it's a catch-22. If you cut back your calories, then you cut back your energy, and at the same time you're trying to increase your movement or your exercise, but now you're tired and you're cranky and all you think about is food, and it becomes counterproductive. Okay, so what I suggest in my book, Fit and Fabulous, in 15 minutes, I put one chapter called The God-Made, Man-Made Diet. And really, it's common sense. For 2 days, I want you to focus on eating anything that God created so that you know your body is going to be able to receive it in its pure source without having to break down man-made preservatives, additives, or mixtures. Okay, so meat, veggies, soup, salads. Okay, so if you're a vegetarian, obviously, then you're going to do soups, salads, and grains. But for those 2 days, you just don't worry about calorie consumption, but do not consume any man-made. Okay, man-made would be chips and crisps and pretzels or pizza or cakes or bagels or meatloaf. That's man-made, okay, because you mixed in breadcrumbs as well as the sauce and some oats as well as the meat. Okay, now it's man-made. Just your chicken, your fish, your beef, if you're doing the meat along with your veggies. So that doesn't mean creamed spinach. No, it's where you sauteed the spinach in butter, because butter is man-made as well. So anyway, there's dietary guidelines all set out there. Now, on the third day, don't worry about it. You want the pizza, have the pizza. You want macaroni and cheese, fine. You want the donut, who cares? The brownie, and it's funny, you might overindulge the first time, like, woohoo, it's my man-made day. Then for the next 2 days, you eat clean again. God made meats, veggies, soups, and salads. And then the third day, you get your man-made. But psychologically, this, you know, so much within dietary is the neurotransmitters and all these biochemicals that come from the brain that affect all kinds of not just your mental outlook, but how your body is reacting, is that as soon as I tell you you can have anything you want on your man-made day, you will go, do I really want that donut? Or would I rather have pasta later on? Or what are my taste buds really telling me what I want? But if I tell you, no, you can't have that, I don't know about you, but then I start obsessing about my donut because I like Krispy Kreme. So I'll think about, oh, the pastry cart went by. I wish I could have that. I will eat everything else around and still end up eating the Krispy Kreme donut. So you start really tuning into your body as to what you want. Now, on the 2 days after you've just done a man-made consumption, maybe pig out, TTAP is an elimination workout. It metabolically enhances cellular toxicity elimination. It turbocharges fat usage. So, okay, so you have a little bit extra maybe fat that you put in the fat cells, or you've got some residual preservatives because the icing on that cupcake is bright blue and that's not a man-made thing, so your body's got this blue dye in your system. It'll eliminate it. And so by the second day of it, and then you go in, you will never end up with cravings. If you go 3 days without it, you might start craving. See, the hardest part about a diet is you're good for the first day or two, but then the cravings start happening. Because if your body's used to having, let's say, I'll give you one of my tough situations, Captain Crunch cereal. I don't know what's in it, but whatever is in it, and if it's the peanut butter Captain Crunch cereal, for sure I'm going to eat the whole box, because there's something in there, some chemical additive, I say, big brother, that I cannot stop eating one bowl, and I'll munch the whole thing. So the cravings for that, you know, like all of a sudden if I say no more Captain Crunch, but if I know I'm going to have it in third day, then I can handle one bowl because I figure, oh, that's okay, because in 2 more days I get to have another bowl. It's like I slowly wean myself off. So if people were to go by that guidelines in the book, along with their exercise program, rotating in if you're walking, or it can be applied with any exercise program, you can apply this same principality to other dietary programs. A lot of the dietary programs out there really are more about teaching you portion control and dietary control of protein, carbs, and fats. I am the first to say don't do these all protein, no fat, or all protein, no carbs. We need all three building blocks. And if you do all three of the food groups, they're called macronutrients, your body will lose weight faster because you're giving energy units for it to digest, assimilate, and eliminate. You take away pieces of the puzzle, all of a sudden you're constipated, you're not assimilating. So if you're not assimilating the nutrients, how can you build new muscle? How can you burn more fat? So you need all three, but it needs to be in balance. So there's some great programs out there where the zone, the 40-30-30, where they deliver, you know, you can't plan it out, so you can get it and have it delivered to your door. Seattle Sutton, they have a dietary right to your door. Weight Watchers, okay, even though they focus on weight and I focus on inch loss, they do teach portion control as to how much meat to your veggies to your fat. The dietary programs, people get into food combining, they get into raw food. Okay, so there's a learning curve. So let's just say if somebody goes, I'm going to do Taking Pounds Off Sensibly, their dietary program. Okay, and so for 2 days, follow it to the T. Then on the third day, if you blow it, who cares? The next 2 days, you do it. Because if you do it with TTAP, see, regardless of what dietary program you decide to follow, as long as you get all three, protein, carbs, and fat, and you're doing TTAP at least 15 minutes of the program, you're going to have an elimination workout that rebuilds your metabolic system and your endocrine system, not just burn fat or calories. It rebuilds the body from the inside out so that it digests better, assimilates better, and eliminates better. That's the secret of TTAP. So you can apply that with any dietary program as long as you do protein, carbs, and fat, and you maintain portion control, and don't worry about the every third day. You'd be surprised how fast the results will come.
Well, I know that there are a number of women that started out with the TTAP program, and then they were able to, like Charlotte, do what you suggested, and two of what you say, the God-made foods, and then a day. And I haven't started that myself, but that's something I'm really looking at doing. And then a day where you eat whatever you want. Now, it may take a little bit of extra effort where you keep something on your calendar just to keep you focused for those 2 days. But I really think that it has been so exciting for those that do it, even if they're on the road traveling. And that is something that my schedule has been very erratic. And sometimes I've been stuck in places and I just look around at the food that's there and I go, you've got to be kidding. But often we carry all kinds of mental habits and we're stuck with certain belief systems. And
exactly.
We really need to get past it because the Europeans have a much more active lifestyle in many instances because Europe has places you walk. People walk
exactly.
everywhere. And
exactly.
I know in New York, they say the average New Yorker walks 5 miles a day. And they're going. They're taking the subway maybe, but they've got to walk to and from. They're walking at their lunch hour. They're moving. And having
you don't
been in
see
New
many
York,
people of size in New York City. I was just there because everybody's walking.
Yes, they're moving. They're moving. So it's one of those things that in, like where I am in the Pacific Northwest, communities are often spread wide apart. To walk, you really, and I do walk on a regular basis with my two Scotties. But the thing is, to really get in the amount of walking that would make the difference, it takes time, and it's going to take an hour and a half if you wanted to do 5 miles a day. And that's what makes TTAP so wonderful, because you can have a little bit of walking, you know, thinking about the little ways that you can add extra steps to your day, but the walking in place workout that you've got, I love that. I absolutely love it, because on stinking days with the weather here in the Pacific Northwest, that can be, I can do that one day and I'll do my 15-minute workout on another day, but it's so convenient. Now, tell us about if someone wanted to upgrade, if they're like me, I'll use me as an example. I've been working with the basic. You've come out with an upgrade to the basic 15-minute workout, and then you've got upgrades on other levels if people want to work out. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, on the basic point of entry is a 15-minute workout called Basic Plus, which is Chapter 4 in the book, and then the total workout, which is 45 minutes, which is Chapter 4 and 5, and then there's the Step Away the Inches walking workout, which 25 minutes is equal to 3 miles. They're all mindful movement. But, you know, there's a way to increase intensity with TTAP without increasing repetitions or length of time. So for those who say, Teresa, all I want is a 15-minute workout, I don't want to do 4 and 5, both chapters, how can I keep it at 15 minutes? And so two ways. I do have an upgrade called Basic Plus Tempo, meaning it's done at a little bit more of a slower tempo, because slower enables you to put more mindful focus on each movement. And then I teach you how to create greater muscle activation to increase the tension of the multiple muscles, because you always do 5 to 7 muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're doing the movement, it's as if I cinched each of the muscles from the origin to the insertion, so they're a little tighter while you're still doing the movement, so the resistance is greater, so you're getting greater results in the same length of time.
Wow.
And you'll be amazed at how much the heart rate goes up. And then the other thing I did on Basic Plus Tempo is I put each exercise in the menu so that you can customize. See, that's the beauty of TTAP. You can customize your workout. So since you've been doing that 15 minutes the most, and for listeners, you can go and look at your chapter so you'll understand by looking at the book. The book is a great reference. So primary back stretch is the first move. We always start every exercise with primary back stretch. It takes about 2 minutes. Okay, so you're tight on time today. So let's just skip the plie sequence and the reach scoops and the jab twist. We'll go right to T-tack twist after, which is going to cinch in the middle. You've already put the body in alignment with the PBS. And so now we're going to do some head rocks, roll up the spine, and really cinch in with the isolation of the upper body from the lower body. And it's called T-tack twist, which takes another 2 minutes. And then it's like, you know, you're going to have, you know, a business dinner with extra dessert today. So let's do a set of hoedowns to get the heart rate up and lymphatically pump. So then you do that, which is another 2 minutes. Okay, so now that's 6 minutes. But you wanted a 15-minute workout, and you'd like to work those hips, so you turn your pages to chapter 5, and you go, well, okay, I'm going to do front lunges and side lunges. That takes 1 minute. Then I'm going to flip over to balance move. That takes 2 moves, so I'll work the core. And then I'll do those thread the needle, and that takes 2 minutes. Okay, so now I'm up to 9 minutes, 10 minutes, and now I'm going to do another set of hoedowns. Okay, so I did a 12-minute workout, and I'm just going to go walk.
Mm-hmm.
See, if it's done in the sequence as it appears in the book, if you skip in between, that's okay. You just don't start with the last exercise first and then go back to primary back stretch. But you can customize based on your own individual target toning ideas, time restraints. Okay, but then there's the ones who go, okay, I still want that 45-minute workout, but I've been doing the total workout at beginner rehab level now. Well, then we have the total tempo with extra focus on the torso. We have the total tempo called tempo lower body with extra emphasis on things below the belly button. We've got tempo arms. It's a 27-minute workout. Full body workout, but it puts extra emphasis on the arms. So I have all of these customized videos and DVDs that I don't even put on the website, because in truth, all you need is the book. But we give free, unlimited tech support. People call in, help me target trim this area. I'd like to increase the intensity. We also do non-advertised specials, because it seems like some people just want more and more to rotate. But you can learn a lot just by talking to my staff over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the walking workouts came in, because you could do your primary back stretch, 2-minute warm-up, and then do your first 10 minutes of the step away the inches, then go walk the dogs for another 10 minutes. And so now you've done a nice 20-minute workout. The dog's got a workout. You know how to activate more muscles, make your walking workout with your doggies more mindful movement, and to give an idea so those who are listening and they're going, what? What? It's like simple things that you learn in TTAP, like don't walk like a duck. The toes are forward, but don't do the ball joint of the big toe. So with every step, you're going heel, last, 3 toes. And at the same time, you make sure the knee straightens every time, and you make sure your ribs are up through the whole walk. And are you tucking till you feel your tummy tighten? And are your ribs up so the lats are activated? Are your thumbs away while you're holding on to the leash? Do a few shoulder rolls as you're walking. All these little ways to make the walk more mindful movement. And then throughout the day, you can pick or choose a simple move to fit in when you're in your cubicle at work, or while you're pushing the grocery cart, or while you're standing in line, or while you're at home, you get up from the desk, you do a move, just like those kids in Tap Core. People who are traveling, I always tell them, just pick 3 a day. And most people pick hoedowns and butterflies. Okay, hoedowns gets the whole body. Butterflies is most of the upper body. and then I'll do a T-tap twist stretch. Those are the three biggies. But I say there's nine. Pick which three you want, and you'll maintain a fit and trim body with healthy heart function.
Teresa,
who would think?
We're going to have to cut it short. My goodness, we've got so much more to share.
Oh, we've run out of time all the
time.
This
is, yeah, it's just been amazing. And we are going to be talking next month about some good things that you are doing and new stuff that's coming out there. This is Donna Stebo. Go to TTAPP.com. There's so much to learn there. Great stuff. Teresa, we'll be talking again next month. Bye for now. And everybody, we'll be coming right back. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's seven secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Stebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Stebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Stebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Stebo, and I'm so sorry we've been having some gnomes in the equipment that have been doing their little particular tap dance, which is never fun when we're going through that kind of a situation. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it really creates havoc. You've been listening to the music of Coot Blackson. This is a very, very talented young man. And We are trying to reach him right now. Hopefully we will be able to do so. But if not, I'm going to be playing excerpts from his music, and we will be rescheduling him again. This talented young man has just a fascinating career, and we will make sure that you hear a couple of his pieces before we close out the show today. I wanted to mention something to you that is of concern, and I received notice from someone that I have known for a very long period of time, and they, like so many other people, have hit economic difficulties that they never anticipated would ever be hitting them in the way that it is. The term foreclosure is something that with any of us that have homes, we always go, oh, that's a nightmare of nightmares. Would I ever want to have that happen? No. Sometimes life circumstances get to be ugly. And the key is, if you are having hard times, don't be so full of pride that you don't ask for help. Now, I know that may sound rather cold, but I mean that. I think back on experiences that I've gone through in my life where I was so full of, oh, I'm so ashamed, or this is terrible, I can never tell anybody about what's going on attitude. And I ended up being in a quagmire of confusion and, I'll call it, darkness that just blindsided me to opportunities that were made available. It was one of the hardest lessons I ever had to learn. And it's not something you get over easily, especially if you've been raised with the attitude of keep the stiff upper lip and no matter what's going on, you never tell anybody your business. Well, I can respect that to a point, but before you start drowning, it's a good idea to see if there's a life jacket anywhere around that you can utilize. You know, there's those circumstances in life where things maybe will be taken from you, where you might end up feeling like and could become a person that might end up on the street. But often, circumstances like that can be circumvented. Reach out. Do not feel like it's a point of shame. Do not feel that you should air your dirty laundry. If you think that being in hard times is dirty laundry, it's not dirty laundry. All of us go through difficult times at one point in our lives or another. And if you have never been through them and they hit you, believe me, there are many good people in this world that will be happy to help you in any way they can. Now, sometimes they may not be able to help you with a dollar, but they might be able to give you reference to someone that could use you in a job positioning. Or they may be able to give you an idea about how you can avoid losing your home. There are so many things that we can do. And I like to think that if there are any of you listening out there, if you have any information on how someone who's maybe going into a foreclosure, maybe they've got elderly members of the family, and they just say, where am I going to go? Where am I going to put them? How am I going to take care of them? And you feel like everything's on your shoulders. It's a mistake to not ask for help, because it's only when you ask that you let people know that they can help you that is so very important. So reach out, and if you have contacts or you have information and you want to share it with me on the air, please let me know. I think it is so important. We can work together as a team. We really can. So if you have information regarding foreclosures that may be in your state that are being offered to people to help them get through some real difficult times, then share it with me. Either send me an email at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Or call me at my office, 800-872-8852. Or you can call me on the air. Let me know what you've learned about in your state or in your area that can help other people. There is an answer if you're having a problem. Of course, I'm always happy to help you. Where Coot's not going to be with us, and we are going to be running past a little bit past the hour because of the electronic difficulties. So give me a call if you'd like to chat, if you have any information, 888 815-975-6. That's our toll-free number. Just give me a call and share with what you know so that we can pass it along to other people. It is not fun when you're in a dark space, a dark spot. And if I can help you by giving you some intuitive insight, just know you can give me a call. You don't have to stay stuck. This is an opportune time for a lot of changes. We may not like the way those changes are coming in, but we can do something about them. We can help each other whenever we have that opportunity. And every state has different situations and conditions that they deal with. So let's get on board together. And again, feel free to give me a call if you want during this time that we have so that we can work together as a team to maybe help some other people help themselves. If you're aware of any state programs that can assist people that are going through foreclosure, if there are any things that banks are offering, any kind of programs at all, let me know because I really would like to pass this information along. And whenever I come across something, I'll be sharing it with you as well. So again, give me a call if you want. Either way, if you want to talk to me personally, that's fine. If you want to share information with me, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. When stress hits us, we often wonder what we should do. And sometimes we get so stressed that we become so busy being busy that to de-stress seems an impossibility. Well, I find one of the best things I can do is sometimes, for me, I have a number of options that I work with. I can always do TTAP, which I swear by. But sometimes the stress gets overwhelming where I feel like my brain has turned into peanut butter and I could no more give you a, you know, could no more resolve certain things in my own space, much less than anybody else's. Because I've just got so much going into the head that it just becomes like a bunch of muck, real sticky and gooey like peanut butter. Take a walk. It's real simple. Just take a walk. If it's chilly where you are, great. If it's shining and hot, wonderful. Put on your sunglasses, put on your walking shoes, whatever you're comfortable in, and just go out and move. Because when you move, and sometimes a girlfriend of mine used to scrub floors. She didn't have a big floor, but she would do that. And it helps to work things out. Sometimes it's going out and doing gardening. But to de-stress, music is great. And with some people, it might be classical. With others, it might be rock and roll. Whatever works for you, movement, sound, there are wonderful meditation CDs that you can get. And also, being thoughtful about what you are reading and what you are watching on television. And that may sound a little strange, but if you watch certain programs, I mean, I swear, you can turn on just so many channels, and it's like, this channel, okay, we've got five people we've murdered this hour, and you got another channel, and oh, gee whiz, everything's so terrible, so ugly, Armageddon is here, and then you go to another channel, you got a little bit more murder mixed in with some other stuff, and you go with some. You need to realize that what you put into your head is going to add to your stress or it's going to take it away for you. So maybe you have some books in your library. Maybe you sit down and deliberately start writing about the things that you're grateful for. Just take the time. But sometimes you just need to be in a place of quiet. Sometimes you just need to be in a space where nobody's going to bug you. The kids aren't going to call you. The spouse isn't going to call you. You're just in your own space. If you have a park nearby, if there is a sanctuary you like to go to, a temple, sometimes it's sitting in one of the local fast food joints, and you just sit there and you have maybe a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. You don't need to have a whole bunch of food, but you allow yourself to be in that zone that enables you to slow down and tone down what's going on in your life. It really makes a difference. Decide how you can help yourself. Take the initiative of giving yourself quiet time, of putting yourself in the zone where it's just you and the universe, and that's all that counts. And before you know it, maybe even taking a nap is the way you need to do it. Before you know it, you are going to find yourself taking a deep breath and going, okay, I'm all right now. Because when you're under high stress, what's the first thing that happens? You exhaust yourself. You exhaust all of the energy that you've got mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. So take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of you, you're not going to be able to really do too much good for anybody else. I just wanted to mention that to you because I have been interacting with so many people that are going through some real, real tough times, and they can't even think clearly. So I want to encourage you, be good to yourself. Schuller once said, tough times, they happen, but they don't last. And that's true. Tough times don't last. People do. So what you want to do is remember, this is part of an experience. It's going to pass, but you want to be able to work with yourself and your environment as effectively as you possibly can. Donna Sebo here. By the way, I want to let you know who's going to be with me. We have got a wonderful lineup of guests. Tomorrow, it's going to be an open mic day. So even though we didn't have very much time today, open air time, no, tomorrow is an open mic day. So the entire hour, you're going to have a chance to call in and chat with me. And then on Friday, May 1st, we are going to have a wonderful guest. Lisa Endlich is going to be my guest, and we're going to be talking about be the change. Be the change. You as an individual are very, very significant. So we're going to be showing and telling you how who you are not only can make a difference, but can be an inspiration for other people. And then the following week, we've got Together on the Top of the World. We're going to be going to Mount Everest. Yes, not in a real time, so to speak, but we're going to be sharing the journey that a husband and wife experience going to Mount Everest. And if you're in business, you want to get noticed, get referrals, that's going to be it. We are going to be sharing that with you. Also, we're going to be talking about a man named Harpo. Not only was he a war survivor, but he became a basketball wizard. So we're going to be talking with him. And then Melvin L. will be talking about a way of teaching kids how to work with math. MC Antenna, this is just great. It's using rap to teach kids their numbers, and I think it's terrific. Wonderful things. And then, do you believe a woman can be sexy in her 60s? Well, I'll tell you what, Joan Bunny is going to show us how that can be done and how effectively and efficiently it can be accomplished. Hey, can you beat that? I don't think so. Good shows coming up, good people that want to share with you the best of what they know. I know that we're running out of time here. I want to remind you, no matter where you are, remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. If you're going through tough times, you've got a light inside of you that needs to be kept on. Not only turn it on, but keep that energy nice and bright. Because these are experiences, who knows, one day you might write a book about them. So this is all part of the learning curve. Life is never a straight road. It's a journey of experiences. And because of who you are and how you handle those experiences, you're going to impact other people's lives. This is Donna Sebo. It's been great spending time with you. We will be back here same time, same place. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.